All right, we are actually, most of our analysis today are from folks like Paul Steinhauser and Neil Levesque Institute of Politics coming up, and some of our contributors. But on the Democrat side, there's some interesting races. As I said, one of our analysts and all-stars, Lucas Meyer, one of the leading strategists, and I don't know if he's still head of the New Hampshire Young Democrats, or but he's on the younger side. No, I'm just kidding. He's getting older every day. Lucas joins us, GMI Studios. How are you, Lucas?
Morning, Jack. Happy Election Day.
Election Day, 9 municipalities here, and we'll talk about that Manchester mayoral race, incumbent Democrat Joyce Craig. It's a rematch, Republican Victoria Sullivan. They have elections in Portsmouth, for example, but it's a little different there. It's sort of the top vote-getter becomes mayor. Let's go to Virginia first. I know you've done your time in Washington, probably, and I don't know how much you know about that. I don't know a whole heck of a lot of the dynamics in this race other than what I've read and seen nationally. I mean, I know of McAuliffe, the former governor, and I don't know much about the Republican challenger, Youngkin, but it seems like local issues have driven this. It seems like the the Republican seems to have momentum. But, you know, when they say it's too close to call, I have no idea. Do you have a sense of what's going on in Virginia, and what are the ramifications for either way?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, everybody wants to extrapolate all these national trends from some of these local races. I mean, you'll see it in New Hampshire tonight with some of these city races. I think in Virginia, I mean, it's really anyone's guess. I mean, I'm truly a Granite State boy, and I'm not familiar with Virginia politics. But what I can read is that, to your point, Jack, about it, you know, sort of a dichotomy between some local and national issues. You know, you had McAuliffe pushing for the transportation vote in the Senate to get that done. And you had the Republican candidate, Glenn Youngkin, you know, running as close as he can with Trump without having Trump come to the state. And so I think there are some dynamics at a national level you'll see play out over the next year, especially with how the Republican Party wants to deal with Donald Trump. And will folks want to have him in the state? You know, we're looking at the horizon of Governor Sununu announcing presumably a run for Senate. Is he going to welcome Donald Trump with open arms to New Hampshire, or how will he play that? So I think some of those dynamics will be something interesting to watch, certainly if you're on my side of things.
Now, we're going to come back to the local stuff, but on the Virginia race, and again, it's only something I started to pay attention to more in the last few weeks, like a lot of people, because of the results last time with Biden versus Trump in Virginia and McAuliffe's past success. But it seems that the Republican challenger has not really relied on Trump, and McAuliffe may be trying to make it about that, but this Republican sort of, you know, swam against away from that. Now, Governor Sununu here has kind of done the same thing, but we'll come back to that. I just think in the first district here, you have Republicans who are vying for Trump support because you have Matt Lauer's, Caroline Leavitt, both of whom served kind of in the Trump time period. Gail Huff Brown has said she'd welcome it. I don't know how significant the Trump impact is going to be in the midterms here, but let's get back to that Senate race here. That's not on the ballot today, obviously, or we're waiting to hear from Governor Chris Sununu what final decision he's going to make. He's going to Vegas this Friday to speak to the California Jewish Federation, or, you know, one of the powerful groups in California. I don't think he's going, he's going to Vegas, not California. He's been to California. He's going to Vegas Friday to speak to that group. I don't think he's going to Vegas Friday to run for governor of New Hampshire again. What are you seeing?
Logic would prevail.
So you see him running for the Senate?
Oh, yeah, certainly not positioning himself to run for governor again. I mean, I don't pretend like I have the inside track on the Sununu family's thoughts on their future. But certainly all indications are a Senate run. And I think this is going to be totally uncharted waters for Sununu's political career. There's going to be a heaping load of national attention on him, on his stance on national issues, whereas governor, he's been able to sort of push off some of those questions or not have to answer some of these tough questions that he will have to the moment he announces if he is running for Senate. And I think that'll be a really different dynamic for him, where he's been able to sort of say, look, I'm a governor, I'm focusing on what's happening in the state, but he's going to have to start to comment and, you know, have tough follow-up questions on some of these stances. And, you know, the way his party is leading in state, you know, we saw that UNH poll, record lows for the state heading in the right direction. How will he balance a legislature that looks poised to introduce yet another radical agenda heading into this next session? So it's going to be turbulent waters, I think, moving forward, especially with the abortion ban and transvaginal mandates out there. It's going to be tough sledding.
Well, what about the Manchester mayoral race? Joyce Craig, Democrat, incumbent Tori Sullivan, Republican challenger. It's a rematch of the last time. Where do you see that?
I mean, I think it's an interesting race. I mean, you know, Mayor Craig has done a great job in the city. She had a really, really comprehensive plan for how to spend some of the American Rescue Plan money that came into the city to help deal with houselessness, to deal with public safety, with affordable housing. And, you know, the city seems to be on the right direction. Obviously, being a mayor for any extended period of time, you're going to have challenges. But, you know, this was a city Biden won by 14 points. Mayor Craig won in 2019 against Victoria Sullivan by 13 points. So I'm expecting a strong showing from the mayor tonight. But it's always tough when you're incumbent of a city to hold on to as large a margin as she's always held on to. And I think down ballot in the city, there are a number of really strong aldermen at large candidates, school board at large candidates, aldermen, school board candidates running down ballot who have a really strong, well-structured, well-financed. They've raised a lot of money to send mail out to do digital. So I think the proverbial machine has been working really strong in the city. But, you know, the Republican Party has invested a bunch of money the last week or two here into the city with TV ads, with digital ads. So I expect it to tighten up a little bit, but I feel pretty good about the mayor, and I'm looking down ballot tonight for some real real news.
Lucas Meyer, so it sounds like you think that might be close, the mayoral election in Manchester.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little tighter than it has been, but I feel really really good about the mayor's chances tonight.
And I wanted to just ask you, anything else you're observing or seeing? Anything to watch across the nine cities?
Absolutely. I mean, I know. I just said, like, don't read the tea leaves too far nationwide as far as where voters are at. But I think there are two cities in New Hampshire to watch tonight. One, Rochester, which is a city that Trump won by a couple points. You have a toss-up race there. Mayor McCarley left. She left the seat open. And we have Plana Hunt Hawkins, who's actually on the board of my nonprofit 603 Forward, which helps young people run in the state. She's run a really strong race. If she can pull out the upset there, that'll be big news. And then my old boss, the first guy I worked for, Andrew Hosmer, who used to be a state senator and now the mayor of Laconia, mm-hmm. a town that Trump won by 5 points. He won the primary with 75% of the vote. He's running against Don Johnson, who folks might be familiar with from some of her very public controversies with sharing anti-Semitic material on social media, insurrectionist material. So I think if, you know, Democrats are able to win mayoral races in two Trump towns tonight, I think that's gives the party some swagger heading into the midterms and gives our base something to be excited about.
Lucas Meyer, thank you for the analysis on the Democratic side. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Tuesday. Maybe we'll catch you tomorrow for follow-up. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.